The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
That'll work.
What?
No, I don't remember this. And the beat goes on. I don't remember us coming into this last year.
Buddy and the beat. Are you guys, is this the Will Smith version?
No.
Oh my God, get jiggy with it?
No.
Where?
Here we go.
Party in the city where the heat is on all night.
I cannot deal.
Bienvenido a Miami.
How do you remember that?
What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in Seal for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I'm joined by my queen, Miss Queen.
What up, everybody? I'm in the building.
And you guys might have seen her before, heard her voice many times before, but it is the one and only triple threat, Miss Jay Nova.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Jay. She's so cute.
Thank you for blessing us with your personality.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Really excited. Okay. All right, so you have some cool projects coming up. Before we get into them, though, we got to talk about what's been going on this week in music.
Right.
Am I supposed to be like this? Like kissing it? Or
I do. No, I like when chill. I do it, I like pretend I'm a 90s like R&B singer, so I like to talk like this, Jade.
Don't you
so like
to kiss
when I'm like really intimate conversation?
Like, you gotta be on it like
but
this.
Then normally just like right here is cool.
Yeah, it picks you up. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's just you do this for so long, you just feel like you want
like
to make love to the
mic. Like this. Hi, guys. I'm so happy to be here.
And then the way it makes my bangs just kind of pop up.
It's very Batman.
Yeah. All right. So the Soul Train Awards. Did you check them out, Queen? I know she didn't.
No, because I was probably weird at your house or something.
Queen, you have to see them. They were really good.
I saw
good.
Some Honestly. Clips. This not the one with J Lo? That was the
no, that's
American Music Awards.
Yeah, I heard Erykah Badu murdered it.
Yes,
she you know
did.
What I'm saying.
She opened the show.
I heard she opened the show. I heard she murdered
it. She hosted.
It. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she did really good. Not only did she host, she was associate producer. So she really got to be really creative with it. And I think it really showed. To me, this award show this year specifically really catered to the artist, I think.
Absolutely.
And the demographic of what the show is.
For sure.
There are times I watch certain networks that hold certain award shows that have a certain name, and I just be wondering. But I felt like the Soul Trains really delivered soul.
It was great.
About time.
They had a soul cipher. I just have to get this out there. Ooh. It was so awesome. It was Chrisette Michelle, Casey, which... Layla Hathaway and Eddie Levert.
Cleveland. I'm from Cleveland.
Hey. Layla Hathaway was doing
Bitch.
That?
Bitch. And they did, like, you know, on the BT Hip Hop Awards, they do the cipher?
Yeah.
They did a soul version
a
of
vocal
that.
Vocal cipher.
And then, Erica jumped in at the end.
I suck. Okay.
You have to watch it.
I suck. I can go and I can pull. I don't know. I just don't know where to begin. But I suck. I suck at watching award shows because it's boring as fuck to me.
DVR it and then fast forward through all the boring stuff.
True.
That's what I do. I always watch it a day later.
I should have been on my Soul Train shit, though.
Like, I just watched it yesterday, so I could just,
Catch
what did you like about it?
Oh, my goodness. I loved Erykah Badu, first of all. I was so excited to see her in that element because I've always listened to her music, but I've never really seen her in action like that before, and I feel like it just gave us a chance to see who she is as a person, as an artist, as a creative. Like you said, she was really hands on with the awards, and I loved it. She is everything.
And for the younger generation to be able to have her in your face, mm-hmm. I thought that was a really good treat for them.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so the big thing that's coming out of the Soul Trains, of course, they have to have some sort of stunt or negativity. Is Erykah Badu picked up the phone on stage and called out Iggy Azalea?
She did.
Basically saying she's a bad influence on rappers and that she is invited to the show, Soul Train, because what she does is definitely not rap.
So they didn't invite her.
So she was invited to the Soul Train Awards because she's not a rapper, so she can come to the Soul Train Awards.
Right.
Because
basically she was saying this is about singers, so no rappers are allowed. And then basically when she had that conversation saying that she is welcome, it's insinuating that because technically what you do isn't rap. That's what she
said. Okay, so basically at the end of the day, my feelings are accounted for.
Yeah, I just think it's a little too late.
I'm not tripping.
I know, but I just think it's a little too late.
Why is it a little too late?
Because it's like, no one's been talking about Iggy Azalea for the past...
Exactly. She's hiding right now, but obviously I like
the
way
Erykah Badu just gave her relevancy.
No, not really. It just shows how whack she is and how everybody has that same feeling of how whack that bitch is.
That's fine.
She's whack. Keep your ass hidden, bitch.
She's what?
She's brack.
Brack.
NYC in the building. Brack.
I just look at it like...
That bitch is fugazi.
Erykah is a legend to me, and to even be bringing someone who
she just had to embarrass her in front of the peers.
I mean, I don't
know. You invited to the Soul Train Awards. We do singing. Please don't go to the BET Awards or anything that have to do with rapping because that's not where you belong.
Well, I would think that there's some rappers and some soul singers who are claiming to be soul singers out there that she could say the same to. Versus someone who hasn't been doing
it. But at least they're doing it in their own voice.
Girl, bye.
Fuck that bitch.
So anyways, the other thing that came out of this is her counterpart, Andre 3000, said that Nicki Minaj is the worst rapper of all time.
May 28th.
May 30th.
Sorry. Oh, Taurus?
Gemini. What? Did you miss this whole awesome moment? What are you?
I'm doing the show, sorry.
He's a hater.
He must be a Capricorn.
Virgo.
He's a hater because the last girl who was here, remember we was talking about nasty stuff? What's her name? The white pretty girl, but she's a dope-ass hip hood rapper. And we both found out we were Geminis. I was like, are you a Gemini? You just a hater because the Geminis fucking rock.
I grew up with all the Geminis.
You're awesome, Ben. You're an honorary
I know how to handle y'all. All right.
Sorry about that. Moving past
from that, we have The Wiz, which will be airing tomorrow. Super excited for this. And really just the key point here is that I read this article. They really wanted to, because I was a little questionable why Queen Latifah was The Wiz.
Mm-hmm. She produced it. Didn't she?
Well, yeah, but I mean, we've always been known that The Wiz is this older man, right? So they came out to say that they changed some things in the script for this one because they really want to give a different face of power.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to take Queen Latifah and put her in this role, and they said, just as the Wiz was a man, The Wiz is a female. She had trouble with her husband. She went away. She found the Land of Oz, and here she is.
Yeah.
I even like how they portrayed Izubo. What's her name from Orange is
from
the New
Orange
Black?
Is the New Black. Oh, yeah.
She's
Glenda.
She's Glenda, the good witch, and they have her looking very pretty. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that they did that because they could have
typecast her
and kept her in an ugly role. But
they could have made her Respucia.
Respucia.
What is this, Norbit or the Wiz?
Oh, what's her name? Evelyn.
Evelyn. Yeah.
How you doing?
All right.
Evelyn. I don't know. I don't know. I also saw like a little bit of Mary J. I'll wait for tomorrow and we'll comment next week. But I don't know how I feel about Mary J. Blige as that character.
And he sips his tea.
I think for this to be a black cast role and for all of those people to come together to do this, this right here is an awesome thing for the new generation.
Agreed.
And this will be their tradition. Because for us, our tradition was, oh shit, The Wizard of Oz and The Wiz with Diana Ross. That was the thing that we always looked at. But now I think that this will be the next generation's trend. What is it called? Tradition. So every time they know Christmas is coming around, they know that The Wiz is going to come on. So I'm kind of excited that these people will be pinnacles in the next
generation.
They
did a good job as far as getting really notable people.
Yeah, Stephanie Mills.
Carmen, Neo, bam. Yeah. I'll be watching. Make sure you guys check it out on NBC tomorrow night. All right, Beyonce and Coldplay, they just did a... it's not a duet, even though it's featuring Beyonce. But Coldplay said this is not a duet. It's just Beyonce kind of humming on in a little bit. She does a little ending.
Little feature
at the end. But the coolest part about this song is that apparently Beyonce came in and recorded this in five minutes.
Oh, hold on. She's a professional. That's what she does. She probably practiced, already knew what she was going to do. They probably gave her the beat and stuff ahead of time. She walked in and busted down. I don't blame her. Don't and waste
Coldplay,
no time.
That's Beyonce's booze right there.
They're huge, though.
Yeah.
They're huge.
I love Chris Martin.
I feel like Beyonce's been doing this a lot recently where she is kind of secretly hopping on other people's projects.
There was this one song, what was it, Ocean?
Yep.
Maybe? Yeah, it was dope. I loved it. Song. Yeah. Yeah.
She's aging.
Beautifully.
Beautifully.
No, seriously.
I was just about to say, look at her fucking mother.
She's, yeah. Oh my goodness. So, whatever they're drinking, I would like to.
Children's blood.
Veggie. Oh
but I heard Blue Ivy's also okay. on the album too. Have you heard the song? Coldplay did a song with Blue Ivy.
Get out of here.
Yeah, for the album. I don't even know what that means. I didn't know Blue Ivy was already singing, but apparently.
Maybe it's like, you know, when like Erica did her mixtape and how she recorded it in the bedroom, like, and you can hear like, what's her kid's name? Seven? Right.
Seven is a grown ass man right now.
Huh?
Seven is a grown ass man.
He be living there. Time. He might be in the back. You know what I'm saying?
She has her daughters and stuff like that. But cool.
Boom. All right. Moving from that, another Beyonce situation is Miss Farrah Franklin. I watched this really interesting interview
with Farrah. I like Farrah Franklin.
Really?
Farrah follows me on Instagram. We always talking back and forth.
All right.
I mean, no shade. I absolutely love Beyonce, you know, but I do like Farrah Franklin. Actually, if she comes to LA, I would love for her to come up here. And she claims Beyonce is a liar. So well.
I mean, I would love for her to come up here too because she'd be spilling all the tea.
I love her. She's beautiful.
So she was in the group for like 6 months and.
Yes.
Do you remember when they did like the diary on MTV
back in the day? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was on it, and it was the end of her. Well, she was like, that was very edited. She was like, they made it seem like I couldn't show up to work. They basically weren't telling me what days I should be meeting them places. Mm-hmm. I was super sick. Nobody called me for 3 days, which doesn't happen in Destiny's Child. Mm-hmm. You talk to people
every
2 hours.
Yeah.
She was like, Michelle didn't know that I was sick. Kelly didn't know I was sick. And then they were like, well, we just feel like you should just sit out. And so it's a longer conversation that you guys can check out. So I think it's with Evo. Was that 92 New York? DJ Evo?
Hot 97?
Hot 97, bam. Thank you. check that out. And I don't know. What are you guys thinking? Do we think, like, Farrah might be...
She kept it cool with everybody.
She said she's cool with Michelle. Or she's cool with Kelly. When they see each other, they're cordial. And is it a little Illuminati?
I don't think Illuminati was even relevant, that much relevant back then. What I think it is...
Has Illuminati been relevant since the pyramids?
The blood of Jesus, number one. Second of all...
Give me my
Jesus'
energy
name,
back.
We're not giving them none of that power in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Anyway, I honestly believe it was the Father doing... how you call it? What do they call it when he's cleaning up stuff?
Damage control.
I think that was some Mr. Knoll shit. Because at the time, you know, he was still a manager, but he's the reason why they were so big. I think that was some damage control shit, really, because Farrah probably made her sign mad papers. Who knows?
Have been Beyonce if there were four girls in the group?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, Beyonce could have, but could have Destiny's Child been as big as they were as DC3? Probably not.
I just think it would have been different, though.
How?
It would have just been different.
The vibe would have been different.
But I love Writings on the Wall. Whoop!
I still listen to it right now. What you think, cutie?
I think that I don't think there's anything that could have diminished who she would have become. I just think that... Five girls, six girls, Beyonce was predestined
To be Beyonce.
For who she is.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, of course, and it's a part of the story. I think that it did make for good, you know, a good story, the whole, and then with Survivor, it gave it life, and it gave it that whole element of it being a part of losing the other member and losing the other two members, and, you know, so it was a great story, and it did help, you know, catapult her eventually going into her solo career. But I think that she would have been...
She would still be Beyonce,
no matter what, because she's something. Like she's a rarity.
Awesome.
And you are a huge Beyonce.
And I had a chance to
fan.
Meet her.
I
Thank
am.
You, Jesus.
You have a lot of people know you because you do Beyonce
impersonations? I do Beyonce impersonations.
I saw one where you were playing Beyonce's hidden sister.
Oh, yeah. Keyonce Bowles.
Keyonce Bowles.
Yes.
Where does the inspiration come? Where did the inspiration come to want to impersonate Beyonce?
Well, I can get very long-winded, as you probably know already from our previous conversations. But long story short, I started out writing. So I would imitate other artists when I was demoing the records for them. And that's how I kind of found out that I could do different voices, different characters, singing or talking. And when I started creating my album, Keyonce was one of the characters that we created for the project. And my producer, Devin Johnson, and I were like, we should do a visual for this character because it's really spot on and a lot of people don't know that you do it. So we shot a video at telling this untold story of Keyonce Bowles and why you've never heard of her and who she is. And she's basically the long-lost twin. They were Siamese twins separated at birth.
Oh, my God.
And Beyonce got all the talent, and then Keyonce was just, you know, left with, you know, Beyonce's beauty and voice, but she just can't sing at all. So that's just how it happened, and it just ended up, it was virally successful, and it was great because, you know, people got a chance to see the whole comedic side of my artistry, but then it also brought them to the music, so I'm happy with the Keyonce character and where it's gone. And
keep her alive.
Keyonce's she's staying alive.
And it's funny because I actually want to say we've played a video of yours before. I think it was about a year or two ago, the Rihanna Diamonds cover.
Yeah.
And that's funny because it's as I was like looking up stuff on you, I was like, oh, wait, I think we've played this video before.
Awesome.
So, and Rolling Stones had gave you a shout out for that
they
too,
did.
Right?
All of 2012, really, I was doing covers of popular songs. And my style of music is like a fusion of musical theater and R&B. So my producer would reproduce these covers that people were, you know, used to hearing and changing it sonically to fit this whole theatrical vibe. So Diamonds was one of the ones that we did, and it ended up being the most virally successful. I think it's gotten about 14 million views. Mm-hmm. And like you said, Rolling Stone. And
yo, can y'all pull it? Can y'all pull that up? How do we find it?
Well, We're gonna play elsewhere because we're gonna pull up another video before we pull that one up.
I need to see that. Don't leave me in the fucking dark, and I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm sitting here looking like an idiot.
No.
Well, boo, maybe if you did your homework.
I don't like to do homework when I guess. Right. Thank you, Gemini.
I'm with you, Jim.
All right. So
be a hater.
Speaking. So you've written for many people before. Speaking of that, in the news, T-Pain just came out. He sat with Larry King, and he said that he's tired of making hits.
What?
He said, I'm tired, which,
what's
yes.
the context? Give me the
context. No, right, because when I read that, I was like...
Did he say, I'm tired of making hits, I'm ready to make awesome, awesome hits? Like, there has to be more to that, because I couldn't imagine anyone being tired of doing
making
what
they hits,
love.
Right.
Well, I think he said he's tired of making the hits that he's been making. He feels like he hasn't been making songs that feed his soul. Everything that you've heard from him is something that he had to do for someone
Got
else,
it.
And he loves it, and it's great. He's just done. He
so
wants
he
to
means
feed himself.
Hits in a sense of what's acceptable by radio standards.
Oh,
yes.
I understand.
Like
so,
trap music.
Got it. Or just watering down what he could potentially do just to get radio play.
Yeah.
I love T-Pain.
He came into the auto-tune situation and writing and working with other people, and he wants to really focus on himself. And as you said, as a writer, you had to kind of create these little voices for the people you're writing for. How do you... Is it hard to work on yourself as an artist when you're...
Creating for others.
Mm-hmm. And did you have to create the voice to kind of almost separate it from your work?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just when you're writing with someone specifically in mind, it's always good to keep their aura and voice in mind. But I think in the beginning, because my artistry, like being a solo artist wasn't initially the plan, so I didn't really have to deal with that conflict, because once I started working on my stuff, I just stopped writing for other people. I just 100% focused. So it was never a conflict, since I never did them simultaneously. But yeah, I mean, I guess there were times, because I have written a few things with people in mind since then, and I've ended up keeping the songs for myself.
Really?
Yeah, so I guess in that sense, there's a bit of a conflict. But yeah.
So a couple mixtapes dropped this week.
But you didn't ask my opinion about T-Pain.
What's your opinion about T-Pain,
bitch,
girl?
I'm sitting here too, nigga.
Girl, you need to speak up.
All right, look now. Now, my opinion about T-Pain is that I have nothing to say.
I can't.
Continue.
Oh, my goodness.
So, sorry.
Where's Jay Watts?
Right. The ad-lib king.
All right. So mixtapes. We have But You Can't Use My Phone, Miss Erykah Badu. Did you check the mixtape out?
I haven't.
Yo.
I mean, I will. I'm a fan.
From the intro, she basically remixes a whole bunch of songs throughout the past 40 years. The intro, she is twirling. Ooh, what do we got here? All right. She's basically we start off with the Tyrone opening suite.
Okay.
We get a Drake Hotline Bling. Y'all did not bring me some paper with marker. I'm going to get high off
I'm
this.
I'm sniffing it. I keep going like this. Yo.
Of the Sharpie. You like, I kind of like the smell of Sharpies.
No, I do too, but I'm just saying like. All right, we're going to smell this and then we're going to listen to Erykah Badu's album. We'll be back after these. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so she dropped that. Hello, It's Me with Andre 3000 also on it.
I'm excited to hear that. I'm fans of both of them.
They got to still be fucking though. I would never let that dick go if that was
She loves her new. She loves her man though.
Dope. Electronica.
Jay Electronica.
Every once in a while though, I'm going to let him smell it or something.
You can.
3000? That Gemini freak? Hell
Gemini,
yeah.
Gemini, man.
Shit, yeah, yo.
All right.
She'll be cocked open just like that while he's sitting at the chair like, hey, yo. What's
she'd be like, I
you
know.
Wanna,
that's
that
a dope cover,
That's a dope-ass cover.
Dope-ass cover. Yeah. All right, we got Chris Brown dropped a 34-track before the party.
Really?
34 tracks?
Boom.
What, a mixtape?
34?
In addition to the project royalty?
Well, no, he didn't drop royalty.
Right, I'm saying, but in addition, like, that's nothing to do with that? He just dropped
nothing to do with it. Just
wow.
For the fans.
That's
royalty
awesome.
Comes out on the 18th. Well, 34 tracks all together, but this Before the Party specifically does not have all of those. But there's a video, Fine By Me, which we were going to play. I'm not going to play it because our homegirl, Lyrica Anderson, dropped a video instead.
We got to represent for Lyrica, friend of the show. What up, Lyrica?
But before we do that,
Come
I have
on,
to say...
Why we got to do everything before.
Shout out to
it.
Happy birthday to Trey Songz and dropping his mixtape. This rude bitch over here.
You bring us
I'm telling
here.
Trey when he
you
comes
bring
in.
Us here, then
I'm
you throw
Trey
it away.
When he says that.
You bring us here, then you throw it away. Then you bring us here, then you throw. I don't want to be. I want to know about it now.
All right, here's Lyrica Anderson, y'all.
Yay.
Selfish, because this bitch being selfish.
Great segue.
Let's take a listen.
I've been playing that album back to
you're the only one I talk about, I think about. I'ma pour me one more drink while I think about it. Last night it was all on me, I put your lights out. I'm still laying in these sheets with one leg out. Boy, bring me that love. Boy, bring me that love. You've been out too late, you've been out too late. Whose face was you in? Whose face was you in today? I wanna know everything.
You're a beard girl?
Clearly.
Oh,
she needed a Brooklyn nigga in that video. She needed
beard.
Some big muscle tatted up nigga with a low Caesar with the little half moon.
Yo,
cut
please forgive Queen.
Beard.
It has been a while since she's had some.
And it's day one of my period. Let's really put it out there, okay? So I'm extremely horny. I'm aggravated. I am
hungry.
Tired. And I am having a girl moment, and I need things when I need it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's how it goes.
All right, well, let's go into the second. before we get into that, can I ask her opinion? Before
yes.
You're scaring me, Quinn.
What about the first
day? What did you think of that video, Jane?
Oh, nice. Lovely.
Were you into the song at all? I mean, it was kind of
I didn't get to hear everything.
I
have to listen to it. I'll have to check it out.
Make sure you guys check it out. Lyrica Anderson, she just dropped her latest project, Hello.
Politically
correct.
Hello.
Download it. Check it out. Next, from Love & Hip Hop, Lil Fizz. Well, he dropped the Lil, and he's going by Fizz.
I like
the song
Fizz.
Is called Aww, Good
he's
Lotion.
He's all grown up.
Sort of. Let's take a look.
Uh-oh.
I want him to be successful. He's a great dad. And I love her speaking over too, though. Can we turn that up a little bit, please?
Yeah, I can.
All I need is you and that good love. I'm inhaling your Vicky secret. Girl, I love it when you looking decent. Good love. Good love, girl. You stay causing commotion. Especially when you naked in that good love. Girl, I can't tell if I'm falling for you or you falling for me. Just know that I'm balling, so tell your old nigga he out of his league. I never fall for it anyway. I just be falling asleep. Soon as you tell me I love you, that's when I fall out of reach. Don't even know what be happening, I'm fucking bitches on accident. Fucked on my way to the studio, then I met you, now I'm having it. Man, I do numbers. I swear every summer's a mask of names. I ain't even asking them what I'm just calling them. Guess I'm just calling them passengers. Ride shotgun till the cops come, throw a case at me, then you caught one.
Boom, good lotion.
Good lotion.
Were you into it? Would you dance at the club if it came on?
Crickets.
Right. What does it mean?
Crickets.
Well, no
shade at all. I guess we didn't get to the hook the second time around. So
good
I didn't...
lotion. He's selling a product. Like he has an actual lotion out
in his penis.
No. Well, I mean, yeah. Yes, he has that.
Good
but
lotion.
That's the good lotion.
The proteins.
But he actually has like an actual product.
So that, this, it's.
So
it's,
it kind of intertwines.
Yeah. What's the name of his lotion?
Good lotion.
You know what good lotion mean in real life.
Yeah.
Well, then that's great
penis
cross
lotion.
Promotion. Using your talent.
Very smart.
To promote your lotion.
Honestly, if you want to know my truth.
Yeah, why would I? Bitch, I don't have you come up in here and lie to me.
I love you, Fizz, but no. That auto-tune shit is lame.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That style does not fit you. I think you need to go back. I need you to leave that to the boys down south. Migos and Young Thug and all of and Young Rich Homie Quans and shit. Leave that to them. Yo, you should have came out with something a little different. That I'm going to... Like, that shit is dying out like... First of all, you mad cute.
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, he's mad attractive. He could have came out with something different instead of auto-tuning. You don't need to auto-tune your shit. That shit is whack.
That's what bothers me is like, this is your comeback. You're on one of the number one reality shows.
This is the best day to get the truth from Queen, honey, okay?
I'm here for your truth. I'm so glad you're with your honesty. That
shit is lame. That shit is whack. I wasn't expecting that from him. I was expecting maybe Omarion jump on a song with him, do a little background, some slow singing type shit, and then let
charity he gotta deal with himself.
Fizz is mad sexy. Fizz could have been mad smooth on a beat on some LL Cool J shit and the bitches with the 3D panties. But now you come in with some, I don't know, that don't even fit you. You're not even from the place this fucking sound come from.
I just think it's a team situation with him. I think he needs a better team who needs to say to him, look, the Love and Hip Hop thing ain't a good look for you. You got your fan base back, so let's pull back from that and let's work on some good music.
No, he's going to stay on Love
and
Hip Hop.
Well, he has good lotion, though.
He has good lotion. He's going to stay on Love and Hip Hop,
at least he ain't ashy.
He has to stay on Love and Hip Hop because he's an amazing dad. And then that thing with him and Moniece, that is a great...
It's going to start to, it's cool right now, but it's going to start to turn into something sour.
They will use him for something else. They will switch.
Like he looks corny right now, screwing the damn plastic girl, and then he over here he's screwing all these girls, calling them appetizers and stuff. It's like, okay, well, you're a good dad, but if you had a daughter, and I know he apologized for that, but still, you're still out here, and you acted a whole role on this season. I understand.
What nigga out here ain't sticking a dick in multiple pussies, though? Let's really discuss it. Let me smell y'all dicks right now. How many times have y'all dicks been in different pussies?
All right.
Sorry. But
first day of period queen.
Okay, sorry. Yes. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
All right, let's go to New York on that one with Miss Tink in her latest video, Medicine.
She reminds me of Remy Ma.
She loves things.
She's dope.
I can rock with this.
her singing is you gotta feel when crazy. I'm not doing well and you only can see it through
back. You know you taking out for this. Sounds different. Now, so just keep your that's what I appreciate.
Right,
that's the difference between everything today. That's that we know that I'm good on
my feet when I see him in the streets. She's the new Lauryn Hill of 2016, kid. Baby, you just bitch, that listen up. That voice. It's my turn
to give you hell. Boom. Tink. Medicine.
Nice. That's fun. So it was like a fun video.
Tink is the fucking Lauryn Hill of the new millennium. The bitch sings good and rap good. She's the new... She has next, definitely, in this industry. She has next because she's unique. She sounds different. She's not trying to be like everybody else. She's like just that. Trying to be in her own fucking... Her own thing.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. What do you think, Jade, being a singer? And
she's jamming.
No, I enjoyed it. It was refreshing just to hear something different in a unique perspective and creativity and a fun visual and just not the same kind of, oh, I'm just naked.
Yeah, naked, popping my booty.
It's nice to see clothes and, yeah. Well, no, and hear something refreshing. I enjoyed it. I'm definitely going to.
That's why I love her. No matter what video you before you're about to click, you don't know what you're gonna get.
I like the fact that before she showed her face, she dropped multiple songs. So when you think of Tink, you're hearing Tink singing. You're like, this bitch is dope.
You're saying that as like. In because the mainstream media, but like if you watched her come up, some of her videos, you'd be like, girl.
In mainstream media, because you know people judge you on your image or whatever. So I like the fact that she chose to throw out some good music. Because when I went to India, my friend who went with me, he was playing Tink, and I'm like, who the fuck is this girl? I something and nothing. You were something. I'm like, who is this girl? And he was like, Tink. So then I started listening to her stuff. I was like, she's dope. My visual in my head of what she looks like looked nothing like that. So I'm glad that we got to judge her on her music.
So basically,
first.
You think Tink's ugly?
No, I think I didn't say Tink is ugly. What I said is Tink looks like a regular girl from around the hood. But the way she sounds, you wouldn't think she looked like that. You'd think she's, you know, you'd think she's one of those curly hair girls, and you know.
They just gave you a chance to appreciate her
art.
The way music used to be. Right. Because it used to just be like a picture of like a flower or something. You didn't know what these artists look like.
Yes, Jade, you got an old soul.
But let's talk about that old soul, Miss Jade. Let's talk about you and your music.
All right, what you want to
know?
Well, before we do anything, I feel like we just need to show Queen one of your videos.
Yes. Oh, shit.
You okay with his before now?
Because can Queen please see Miss Jade Nova's jam video, y'all? Because we don't need her up here.
This is just an audio.
That's the audio. That's not a video.
Oh, wait. Okay. Well, actually, wait. Before we play the video, can we hear this? I want to hear this. Oh. This is Adele.
I know that face is beat, though.
This is my cover of Adele's Hello.
Beat them brows, honey.
Oh, girl. That was Ella Adair who did my makeup for that picture, shot by Alan Cooley. Yes, little Diana Ross homage.
Yeah, that's what it's good. Yeah, I was looking at it.
Yes, definitely mahogany.
Mm. And one thing... Hello.
It's me.
Shit.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
You better sing, girl.
Go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. Such a difference between us and a million miles.
Oh!
Ready?
Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. When I call you, never seem to be home.
Thank you.
Jade Nova's Hello cover.
Wow.
And then as Queen is about to give her opinion here, can we pull up video 5? It's called Show Out?
Yes, Show Out.
But before we do that, Queen, what do you think?
No, I want to see Show Out.
All right, we're going to watch the video to Show Out. And I just want to say, before you press play on this, why I love this video is because this video, I went through all of them. But this video specifically, I just feel like you understand what it is to be an artist.
You channel
the characteristics. You're totally marketable. You have a great voice,
great personality, personable, approachable. God bless you.
And this is her first day of her menstrual, and she loves me.
Yes, that you can do that. But you're a Gemini. You're always going to be personable because no matter how successful you be, you're always going to be true to who you are. So at the end of the day, it's all good.
So big difference between guy Virgo, guy Geminis, guy Geminis, and girl Geminis. Big difference.
Really? Big difference in May Geminis. Big difference. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I cannot see this.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
I'm in love with a new person. Oh, she's so cute.
Just watch the story. Watch the story.
The story.
They invested in the video. They invested in the video. Praise God. That's something that is important.
There's only two. Sometimes the people need some motivation. They're looking at you, so give them inspiration.
That was a sick intro.
To be moved by you, so no hesitation. Hit them with a bone. Don't be afraid, cause everybody's staring. They wanna see what you're doing and what you're wearing. The spotlight is on you, so what you gon' do? Strut around like you got something to prove. This is your chance, blow 'em away. Life is a circus, the world is your stage.
Boom! Jade Nova!
Now I'm gonna go home and look her up!
And that's the point, y'all!
Thank
you! So, like, watching this, here's the thing about watching with music videos. I'm obsessed with music videos. Mm-hmm. And you have this essence of...
She should be on Broadway.
Ah, look.
She should be doing a lot of things, which she's gonna be doing.
Thank
it's coming
you.
For you, definitely.
I receive it.
But there's
and
something...
Jesus, Sorry.
Beyonce, Britney Spears, these people have these entertainment value. When I watched that video, it just was the entertainment, the X factor that Britney has with the vocals that Beyonce has, that character, the fierceness. Like, you really delivered that in all of your videos.
You need to be on Empire, or you need to. Obviously, you're an actress as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to be a very interesting career for you. I really believe that you are going to succeed tremendously, but you will be acting a lot more. I see her in like musical type shit. Like, this is amazing.
Well, thank you.
I think you're awesome.
Thank you. I think y'all are awesome.
Please stay who you are and don't let nothing or nobody change you from who you are.
Absolutely not. This journey has been very, very long. I think it's too late to change at this point.
But and she's
tell me about this. Tell me about this journey with this specific video.
I would love to.
What made you come up with that? Like, how did it work?
Show Out is going to be featured on my album that'll be out next year. Mm-hmm. And basically, you hit the nail on the head. I'm so happy that you all got the brand, got where we're trying to go, because I do act as well, and I'm obsessed with musical theater. So we just wanted to find a way to combine all those facets of my artistry. My album tells a story from beginning to end. It's actually a musical, so when I perform it live, it will be structured like a musical.
That is so great.
And Show Out.
You're a hairstylist, you know me.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
But I'm sorry, I strayed away from the question. You asked me specifically about Show Out, but Show Out is just one piece of the bigger story.
Where does the story go?
Oh my goodness, the story. I sing background for a lot of artists.
Yep.
I've sang background for Rihanna, Eminem, the guys from Empire. I just did Tori Kelly yesterday. The Ellen Show comes on today.
Oh, really?
And that's just a part of my journey. And the album is giving this fictitious account of my experiences as a background singer. Some of it happened, but of course, you know, satirical, you know spice Lanisha it up Randolph? A little bit. I'm so sorry?
You know this girl named Lanisha Randolph?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
But you can tell me about her, girl.
She's background for every fucking body. Yeah, anyway.
Just using that part of my story and journey and telling that story through song. So it's just the story of a girl who started out as a background singer and got her break, and it just takes you on this journey behind the scenes of that experience and then her transitioning. And I say her because it's the character that mm-hmm. I'm playing in the album. But yeah, and then eventually finding fame and just all these things that come along with it. And you know how you were saying just... compromising and making things like the whole T-Pain aspect of him saying he doesn't want to make hits or things like that, just that struggle of, you know, trying to find a voice, staying true to who you are, and the comparisons of being a background singer and having to be told what to do because you're simply a vessel. But then when you become an artist, realizing that it's really that same reality, you know, as an artist, when you do it in a traditional sense of getting with a label and losing your creative control and your musical integrity and just that journey, which is why I've decided to maintain being independent for right now for that reason. But in the album version, I get this deal and you just have to hear the story and hear the story.
I can't
so
wait.
I feel like, because it just don't make sense to me why you are just not like all over the fucking place right now.
Thank you.
But it makes sense because God and timing and everything. And I feel like he protected you by putting you in the position as a background singer to see that stuff and for you to really find your own voice. That's
I was just having this conversation with my producer, Devin. He actually produced the song Show Out and wrote it along with me.
But
we were just saying how, you know, you want things to happen instantly. You think like, oh, why didn't this situation work out? Or why didn't this person want me? But like you said, you're protecting it. And I'm glad that it worked out this way because it created the story. It created who I am and my perspective, like even the writing aspect of the characters and then applying that to my brand now, it all just needed to happen in its time. So I'm not in a rush. I would rather go this way for longevity because things that come quick, they go just as quickly.
That's true.
So I'm not everywhere yet, but I'm right where I need to be.
You sure is.
On your website, it tells this story, your biography.
What's
the
website?
Like Once Upon a Time.
Yes, and I love that because I feel like people are so afraid as they get older to keep this...
Childlike.
Keep their inner child. Keep their inner child.
I'm an inner child forever.
Correct. But a lot of artists lose that because society, and not even just artists. I look at like uncles, people related to me.
Yeah.
You just go through life and it kind of wears down and it's like, well, wait, I have to be an adult today, so I'm going to be this person. For you to be able to hold that inner child, that's a hard thing, being an entrepreneur in this industry.
Yeah.
What's something for you that kept you to kind of keep pushing on and like, no, this is the dream, this is the life, this is what I'm meant to be?
I can literally see that playing. Like, I can see that like on a stage.
Oh, look, I receive it. I'm ready for it. Next year, it's going to happen. I'm claiming it.
In Jesus' name.
We're working on like a one-woman show.
Whoever don't like Jesus, I'm sorry, but I do praise Jesus in Jesus' name.
Hey, her worship is for real. But the thing that honestly kept me in that direction is just because there's a lack of it, you know, and that's no shade to any of the artists because you can pull inspiration from everything. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm so passionate about young girls and giving them an alternative to this super sexualized imagery and not relying so much on sexuality to sell music, because sex is innate. Like, it's easy to be sexy because that's what we were made to be, fruitful and multiply. Mm-hmm. We're sexual beings. So it's just a lack of creativity because we rely so much on what's natural, you know? So to push it and to be funny, it's okay to not be, oh, I'm so pretty all the time. It's okay to be silly and
tell a story. But not only that, but it was sexy when you just lifted your head up.
When that light hit that jacket, it's like, ping, I was like, oh,
that Alexander McQueen.
Yes.
No, but seriously, for me, it is important to just give a different perspective, to tell stories. Michael Jackson used to tell stories. Like, the video made sense. Yep. Like, it wasn't just like we were just, I mean, everything has been a great segue for what we're talking about, which is why I've been holding it in and I'm so excited to talk about it now. Because it's true. Like, storytelling is gone. The art of storytelling, the art of being an artist that isn't like Barbra Streisand. Oh my gosh, that is my.
Oh, did you ever know?
So her ability to just seamlessly.
No, that's not Barbara.
That's Bette Miller. Yeah, but she's I'm obsessed her with her too. Mechanical Heart, Beaches, girl. You don't get me started. But Barbara Streisand, she embraced her funny. That was her sexy. You know what I mean? And for me, funny is the new sexy. And that's what I'm pushing, is just that inner child. Like you said, like artists, young artists these days are in such a rush
to grow up.
And I don't understand. Because I feel like there's so much more longevity in holding on to that innocence. Yep. Because you can connect. The young kids are the ones who connect with you on that level. Mm-hmm. So when you disconnect yourself from the youth and start getting into that gray area where, like, you're too young for me to really fantasize about you sexually because you look 10.
Right.
But then you're disconnecting yourself from the kids who want you to still be there with them. Like, I don't understand why that doesn't exist, honestly. So I don't know. I'm gonna be with theater. The great thing is you can be anything that you want to be. If I want to be an old lady today and I want to talk like a, however, I can do that, you know. And so that's, I will always hold on to that.
I think you're awesome.
Thank you, girl.
And not because you're a Gemini, but no, you're extremely talented. And now I'm gonna go home and look you up and literally go through your videos, because obviously you have an imagination. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Oh, thank you, guys.
You have an imagination.
Oh, I love you guys. So, this is so great.
She has an imagination.
No. And she's utilizing it.
She's utilizing
and controlling it.
But see, a case for what just happened in regards to music needing, music is dying, but it's hungry at the same time.
That's great.
Adele. 3 million albums.
Absolutely.
And she stuck with being who she really was.
Absolutely.
Stay to her true self. So you stay to be who you are, yo. You're going to be all right.
Thank you, girl.
Because people start looking at them when they get to a video like that and hear a voice that goes along with it, and it's like, oh.
She's dope.
You're these make dope. This is actually what it's supposed to be. Wow. It's not a dinosaur anymore, because that's honestly, I'll pull videos up and people are like, I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? The year of the videos has been destroyed.
Yeah, no, reality killed the video star.
No, I want to see her video of her singing.
You can pull up the Diamonds by Jade Nova.
Oh.
But Jade, tell me about your name, Jade Nova.
Jade Nova.
Where does that come from?
Well, I just wanted to...
And is this the character Diamonds. That you're
Jade
talking
Nova
about in
Jade Nova is a character. It was just a way to kind of combine the two facets of who I am as a person. Jade, I'm really into minerals and stones.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I carry Jade with me, which is honestly where it came from. It's a nickname, but it's a stone that represents positivity and love. And that's the more theatrical, you know, poetic side of my art. And then Nova is an exploding star. Yeah. So it's just more of the live, you know, in your face, comical aspect. So just those two juxtaposed together just kind of created a balance of what my artistry is in a nutshell. So
if you can't Jade find Nova. It, it's fine.
And boom, it's Jade Nova.
Jade Nova.
I love her.
I love you.
So, I think all right. She's awesome.
Album next year.
Yes, for sure.
What else are we working on? Are we going to be seeing some more Beyonce clubs?
Yes,
Keyonce?
For sure.
Are we going to be getting some, you know, as Queen said, musical theater? Is that something
she
that you
should be on a stage? Hands down.
Oh, thank you. Well, I created this web series. Oh, that's not it.
You'd have to look in YouTube.
I created a web series called A Musical Theater. So to amuse musical theater. So it's combining comedy and music together. So it's almost like SNL sketches in a musical, like told through
song.
You
like do a year, the year in.
Oh, you saw that. Yeah. Right. Like that was one of them. So just the episodes just tackle different things that we all deal with and just finds the comedy in it, but it's told through song. Mm. So I'm transitioning that into a live show. So that's what I'm working on now, is just combining all those things that I love to do, the impersonations, the comedy, the music, the covers, just putting it all together into this one-woman show, which will also be called A Musical Theater. Mm. So in addition to the album, it will just kind of go hand in hand of telling the story of the album, but giving Novocaines, as they call them, the fans.
Have you ever thought about doing, is that it?
This is it right here.
That is it.
Oh. All right, y'all. Queen about to get her life.
I need to see what's going on.
Asking so received. Like a diamond.
Such a throwback for me.
Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I choose to be happy.
You look good.
Oh, thank you.
You and I were like diamonds. Shooting star, I see a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew that we'd become one.
I wasn't expecting that. You got a new fan.
I think it was actually before you that we played this, before you had came on the show.
Yeah, because I never saw it.
Because I think you've only been here for a year.
Before Queen.
Yeah. BQ.
But there's no after. No, I'm kidding.
Surely ain't.
No.
Okay, so we're working on a musical theater.
A musical theater.
And so do we know when roughly we can check that
out? Oh, my goodness. Well, for now, you guys can go on to my YouTube channel. Just look up Jade Nova, J-A-D-E-N-O-V-A-H. And you'll see all the episodes leading up to when we finally get this thing on the road. It's in the conceptual stage right now, but hope to be doing that next year as well. But the album's definitely coming out, and
you gotta come back.
I'm sorry?
We're gonna have
to. Oh, I would love to. Yes.
Girl, we're gonna have you do a musical theater right here.
Yes, that'd be exciting.
All right, well, Jade, where can everyone follow you on Twitter, Instagram?
Ooh, I made it so easy for y'all because everything is Jade Nova. J-A-D-E-N-O-V-A-H.
No
Instagram,
underscores
Twitter.
Or nothing?
Nope, I beat them to it.
You sure did.
No, no little stars, nothing. Just Jade
Just
Nova.
Just Jade Nova, the Everything only exploding Snapchat. Star that's going to be hitting your TVs soon.
Talented girl. I'm looking forward to seeing what's happening in the near future.
Thank you, Queen.
Where can everyone keep in contact with you, Queen?
Hey, yo, you already know. Snapchat, Instagram, @QueenWink, Twitter, @QueenLive. Y'all, I'm in the building. This bitch got my mind fucked up. You're like really, really talented.
Thank you.
And got a great spirit and energy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God she's not a fucking snob.
Oh, my God.
So after you guys check out and subscribe to Jade on YouTube and follow her on Twitter and Instagram, make sure you guys check us out on Instagram @TheBeatTV. Also hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And keep in contact with me at DJ Jesse J. Till next week, peace.
And let us know if you like Jesse's new haircut.
I love his hair. I did it.
Use some good
producers, Maria Menounos, Dario Christian, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Keep putting on our
music.
Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.